ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास एट श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम मंदिर इस्कान वृंदावन। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम सिक्स्थ कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवतम 16th चैप्टर एंड द टेक्स्ट 42 is for today's discussion. The chapter is entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Lord. So we are hearing King Chitraketu by the mercy of Narada Muni, who is the spiritual master of Chitraketu. In 7 days, he chanted the mantra given by Narad Rishi, and he was promoted from the humanly platform to the Vidyadhar platform, which is between the heaven and the earth, something higher. And in that position also he continued his chanting of the same mantra. And in few days he has a direct audience of Lord Sankarsana, Nilambara, having a blue dress, white color, Balaramji, actually. And then he, in ecstasy for a while, and then he started offering prayers, which are starting from verse 34. And they are going all the way through, say, 48. From 34 verse to 48, there are prayers of Chitraketu to Lord Sankarsana, Nilambar, or Balaramji. So, prayers, there are three types of prayers in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. One is for glorification of Lord. One is to show that how weak I am, how helpless I am begging for your mercy. And the third is called Lalsa Mai prayer, which means with the eagerness to ask something from the Lord, which is very, very favorable for devotional service. So the prayer which is today is something like Chitraketu is praying Lord that what is happening in this world is not really favorable for devotional service. So please Lord, how can it be rectified? You know, the mood is something like when our Pancha Tattva, what is the Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Sri Advaita Acharya Sadi, in the name of religion, people are doing religion. Then he said, without Krishna, nobody can solve this problem. And then he was offering prayers for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. So, in practice of religion, there is a religion. There is a more complicated issue than to be atheist. So this prayer is more or less in that vein. But before we start this prayer, one thing is very clear. When this prayer is offered, there was no other religion. So there is no comparison of the religions what are right now on the planet Earth. Chitraketu's prayers to the Lord Balaramji are in a different yuga. So, and Srila Prabhupada's purport is so fine that he has not touched any other religion of a present situation. He has not touched, only he has discussed Vedic religion and what are the defects in that at that time. So we have to, this is because people superficially read Prabhupada's purport and they think, oh, he's saying only his group is the best and rest whole of the world is on a wrong path. This is not actually, if we go thoroughly through the next verse and next verse, then we can understand. So this is not a comparison of the religions of the world. This is within Vedic religion, what are the problems? So this one thing if we keep in mind, then the things will be very clear. So let us recite this verse. Kaha kshemo nija parayoha kyan va artha swapara duraha dharmena swadrohat tavakopaha parasamapidaya chatatha adharmaha kaha kshemo nija parayoha kyan va artha swapara duraha dharmena swadrohat tava kopaha parasamapidaya chatatha adharmaha kaha kshemo nija paryoha kyan vartha swapara duraha dharmena sadrohat tava kopaha parasamapidaya chatatha adharmaha. The first line is ka kshemo nij paryoho. Ka means what, kshema means benefit, and nij means oneself and paryo means others. So it's very simple. What is the benefit to oneself and to the others? So if we go word to word, it's like kaha, what, kshemaha, benefit, nij, to oneself, parayoha, and to the others. Kiyan, how much? Va, are. Arthaha, purpose. Swa, par, draha, which is envious of the performer and of others. So swa is like nij. Nij and swa means oneself, and par means other, and durha means envious. So that type of dharma which is not beneficial for oneself or for the others, what is the need of performing that? That's what it means. dharmena, with religious system, sadrohat, from being envious of one's own self. Those who know Hindi, they said sadrohat, droha, droha means cheating oneself. Cheating oneself, yeah? not understanding one's own benefit. Para sampidaya, by giving pain to the others. Cha, also. Tatha, as well as. Adharamaha, irreligion. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. How can a religious system that produce envy of one's self and of the others be beneficial for oneself and for them? So the word actually in Sanskrit is dharmena. Srila Prabhupada in a couple places said there is no actually translation of a dharm. The translation of dharm is not religion. Religion is a faith, and dharm is something which is a nature of the soul. So here this word dharmena is more or less related to swadharma. Swadharma, we have two swadharma. One is swadharma of the body, which is different for everybody. The woman has a different swadharma of the body, the man has a different swadharma of the body, the businessman has a different swadharma, and the administrator has a different swadharma. So there is the swadharma of the body. There is another swadharma which is of the soul. So this swadharma, this dharma is the dharma of the body. And real meaning of the dharma is, that's called swadharma. But the real meaning of the dharma is the dharma of the soul. So from the point of the dharma of the soul, if somebody is practicing the dharma of the body without regulation, that is wrong. And that is condemned here. It's not somebody else's religion is condemned. So it's very, very subtle point, but because there's no other religion when this Chitraketu was offering prayers. So we cannot, and the Prabhupada's purpose is very particular. He is not touched to any other religion of the world. So first line you just again repeat. How can a religious system that produce envy of oneself and of the others be beneficial for oneself or for them? Now, what is auspicious about following such system? What is actually to be gained by causing pain to one's own self due to self-envy, and by causing pain to others? One arouses your anger, means they make the God angry, and practices irreligion, and that is irreligion, adharma. Is it okay? This is the meaning of the text. Srila Prabhupada's purpose. Any religious system but the process of Bhagavad Dharma, service as an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality Godhead, is a system of envy of one's own self and others. This first statement, except Bhagavad Dharma. So there is no Bhagavad Dharma here. Why Srila Prabhupada has put Bhagavad Dharma here? Next verse tomorrow, it says Bhagavato Dharma. So tomorrow's verse has a word Bhagavato Dharma. So, because when you see the whole section, then you know what is the subject matter. So it is not only by one verse we can conclude everything. So tomorrow's verse has a word, Bhagavat Dharma ho. And Bhagavat Dharma, the 11th canto has a four chapters describing Bhagavat Dharma. Bhagavat Dharma, Srila Prabhupada is explaining Bhagavat Dharma, Sri Sri Gaur Nitaya ki, Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Radha Shyam Sandar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki, Sri Prabhupada ki. Bhagavat Dharma means the Swadharma of soul. And then Srila Prabhupada is just writing eternal servant of Krishna, Jivera Swarupa Krishna Ranitya Das. That is Bhagavad Dharma. And the definition of Bhagavad Dharma is Dharmatu Bhagavat Pranitam. Dharmatu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. That Dharma which is given by Supreme Lord. And that Dharma which is in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. This is because there was nothing at that time, there was no other scripture to what to say. This is the time of Bhagavatam and Chitraketu, we have to see like that. So there is no comparison. So Bhagavat, except Bhagavat Dharma, any other religious process here means different karma kand process which is in the Vedas, where the animal sacrifice is permitted to some extent, are fruitive activities which are just for going to heaven and coming back. What is the benefit of that? That is actually the meaning of this verse. So, next line. For example, there are many systems of religion in which, many systems of religion means Ashwamedh Yajna, Gaumedh Yajna. Well, they were at that time different type of even Yajna. In that animal sacrifice was performed. One of the incarnation of the 10 Buddha simply came in Kali Yuga to stop that animal sacrifice in the name of religion. So one incarnation Buddha simply appeared to stop this animal sacrifice which is in the name of religion. In Kali Yuga, all the animal sacrifice in yajna, they are banned by the religious principle. There are three or four things which are banned in Kali Yuga. One of them is animal sacrifice in the name of religion is banned in Kali Yuga, which was in Vedic literature, which is in Vedic literature, which was practiced in other yugas. Their life was too long and they have time to go and purify themselves, but in Kali Yuga it's not possible, so it is no more allowed in Kali Yuga. That's what is actually it means. For example, there are many systems of religion in which animal sacrifice is recommended. Such animal sacrifices are inauspicious, both for the performer and for the animal. Why they are inauspicious for both animal and performer? Animal generally, only the human form, we can perform some action and do some what is called atonement of the sins and purify ourselves. In animal life, there is simple promotion. It is bhog yoni. They have a limited time, say for 10 years, they have to be 10 years. So that 10 years, they have a sentence to be there and then they go to the other yoni. If we curtail their time, so it is not benefit for them. They have to come again and to be same animal for four, five more years. Because it is not benefit for him, because the time for which he was sentenced, now we have cut it in the middle. So that animal is also suffering. That is, therefore it is called hinsa. Hinsa means Hinsa means, actually, there are many different meanings of hinsa. One of the meaning is checking the progress of somebody in a process of evolution. Stopping somebody from progress. And why it is not auspicious for the performer? Because he is implicated in the process of karma. Because he has to repay for killing that animal. So it is not auspicious for both. And they don't know this. Animal don't know in any case, but the human must know. He is also not knowing. There is a problem. It is not auspicious for both the performer and for the animal. Why? Because both are implicated in a more cycle of karma. Then they have to undergo many different karma. Although one is sometimes permitted to sacrifice an animal before the goddess Kali and eat it instead of purchasing meat from a slaughterhouse, permission is to eat meat after a sacrifice in the presence of goddess Kali is not the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is simply a concession for the miserable person who will not give up eating meat. So this is in the Vedas. If at all you have to eat, then you have to take animal which is insignificant in front of the goddess Kali. Why only goddess Kali? I think in one of the Parshula Prabhupada is written, even goddess Kali is a Vaishnavi. She is a Vaishnavi. Why she is a Vaishnavi? Any demigod which is working is under the working of direction of Vishnu, so she is a Vaishnavi. But why then animal she is accepting? Because she has many ghosts as followers, and so this will go to them. She, whatever other the vegetables or something offer, she will offer first to God and then she will accept it. But this flesh, when offered to Mother Kali, it is for her followers' ghost or even for her carrier loin that only eats meat. It's meant for not for her. She don't. Well, when she's killing demons, it appears, that is her function as a administrator of this whole universe. This Mother Durga, Kali, they are the different name of the same reflection of Radharani. So she is not, it's not that she need animal flesh, but it's a concession for the people, because it is like that. You have, if at all you want to do something, you go to the in charge of this material world, and in front of that, you do this. So it means you get acknowledged from that. Now who will go every day to the jail superintendent and ask, can I smoke one cigarette? It means don't smoke. That doesn't mean, if at all you have to smoke cigarette in the jail, in a cell, then you first go and get permission from the jail superintendent, then smoke. So how many times you will go in a day? So it means you don't do it. So that's what Prabhupada is giving here example. It's not that God said you do it, but it's a concession for the people to go and acknowledge at least to the in charge of this material universe. So that is the purpose in this. It is meant to restrict this desire for unrestricted meat eating. It is meant to restrict this desire for understanding meat, for unrestricted meat eating. Such a religious system is condemned. Therefore Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajamam ekam sharanam varja. Give up all the other duties and surrender unto me. There is the law of the word in the religion. So this verse, Vaishnava Prabhupada has quoted this verse, Sarva dharman parityaja. This Sarva dharman parityaja means those practices in the name of religion which are according to certain customs, according to certain jati dharma of certain particular say tribe, or those dharma which are superficial in the Vedas to go up to heaven, such religion you give it up. So this, when Krishna says sarva dharma anpadim, how can he say like this? In fourth chapter he said, I appear here to establish the dharma. And then in 18th chapter he said, give up all dharma. How can he say something opposite to what he come to establish? So there must be some meaning. When he's saying sarva dharma paritya, then he's saying follow the Bhagavad dharma. And what are other dharma which are even like whole karma kand is a dharma. Whole karma kand, like in a present way, Hindu society, 99% people just are going to the temple doing some puja. This is a type of dharma which is karma kand. So that type of dharma you give up. All those type of dharma which are according to even varna ashram, you give that up, but practice only one dharma of the soul. Oh, if I don't perform the dharma of my body, then I may incur some sins. Or because of some sin of past life, I have this body. Then Krishna says, I will take responsibility of those sins, don't worry. You simply do what I want you to do. So this sarva dharma, when quoted, this sarva dharma is a very easiest verse of Bhagavad Gita. All the new devotees, first they preach, they use this verse, sarva dharma. But it is very difficult to practice this till the last end of the life. It is easy to preach, but it is very difficult to practice. Sarva dharma paritya is very easy to preach. Everybody, he starts with sarva dharma paritya. But practicing sarva dharma paritya, even we are not ready to give up our one small attachment of this body, even what to say of anything. Sarva dharma paritya, but I will not give anything. Give up anything. So this is an interesting verse. One may argue that the sacrifice animal is recommended in the Vedas. This recommendation, however, is restriction. Without Vedic restriction on the purchase of the meat, people will purchase meat from the market, which will be overflooded with meat shop, and slaughterhouses will increase. To restrict this, sometimes the Vedas say that one may eat meat after sacrifice an insignificant animal like goat before the goddess Kali. In any case, a system of religion which the animal sacrifice is recommended is inauspicious for those who perform the sacrifice and for the animals. Envious persons who perform ostentatious animal sacrifice are condemned in Bhagavad Gita as follows. I'm simply asking one question. Those who are eating meat, ask them to sacrifice one animal on their own. Are those who are eating meat, are they killing themselves animal? No. Some butcher can do that job, not the person who eat can do this job. What is your idea? Once some students were taken to some slaughterhouse when they saw the brutality and cruelty there on the animals, they were really having a nightmare, and they never touched back meat when they came back to their homes. So if we eat and if we personally kill some animal, then we will know how much pain that animal is suffering. So at this point, even in Vedic system, what is Prabhupada is speaking here is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining the Mrigari and Narada's story of the Narada and Mrigari. How this Mrigari was half killing animal and getting enjoyment. This type of religion is condemned. Don't say some other religion of this world. Mirgari. He was following the Vedic religion in one sense. And this Mirgari, and you know, he was half killing animal. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke this whole story from his own lotus mouth. That this type of people, then Narad said, why you are half killing? This is our business, this is our profession. My father was doing this, I am doing this. He says, stop this. Break your bow. Oh, this is my maintenance. Oh, Krishna maintain everybody. It's not that by your income you are maintained. Krishna is maintaining in any way. Break your bow. That is Sardharma and Pariteja. He has given up his ghastly profession by the instruction of Narada. That is the meaning of Sarvadharma and Paritya. Give up your bow, break it, throw it. Through the Mirgari who was killing animals, that is actually meaning of this Sarvadharma and Paritya. This was the dharma of the Mirgari. He was killing animals. This is his Swadharma. From his forefathers he was doing that. Give it up, Narada said. And he broke the bow. And when Narada came back to see his disciple with Parvat Muni, then he was offering obeisances and he was so pious quickly, and Krishna was providing everything to the Mirgari. So this is referring to this type of sacrifice which the people are doing in the name of religion. And this is the meaning of Sarvadharma and Paritya. Give up everything. That's like when a spiritual master says, give up all these things. Take seriously to Krishna consciousness. That is actually the meaning of Sarvadharma and Paritya. But how much we are able to give up, that is very difficult. So what is the verse Srila Prabhupada is quoting? Atma sambhavita istabada dhanamana madana vitaha yajante nama yagnaiste dambhe na vidhi puravakam. So these are the verses, two more verses Srila Prabhupada is quoted from 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And what is the name of 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Divine and demonic qualities are nature. And in that, there is one verse which says, divau saragau eme loke. In this world, there are two type of creation. Deva asur evacha. There are some people which are divine by nature, and there are some people which are demonic by nature. So it's not that any religion. Krishna is not condemning any religion. Prabhupada is not condemning any religion. Simply he is saying there are two type of people in this world. Demonic and with a divine nature. This is demonic nature people. What they are thinking? They are thinking self-complacent and always impudent. Deluded by wealth and false prestige. Sometimes they perform sacrifice in name only without following any rules and regulation. Sometimes animal sacrifices are performed very gorgeously with grand arrangement for worshipping the goddess Kali. This Srila Prabhupada has observed in Calcutta, because this is one of the big Kali puja in Calcutta. So Prabhupada lived there, so he is speaking something like that. But such festival, although performed in the name of yajna, are not actually yajna. For yajna means to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it is recommended that in this age specifically, yajna hi sankirtan prahi yajanti so medhasa. Those who have good intelligence, medhasa, satisfy the yajna purusha Vishnu by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Envious person, however, are condemned by Supreme Personality of the Godhead as follows. Another two verses from the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Envious people are condemned by Krishna. Ahankaram balam darpam kamam krodham cha sankshritaha mamatmaha pardeheshu pradvashanti abhisuyakaha. Tanaham dvishit karuran sansareshu naradhaman kshipami ajar samashubham asurim eva yonisho. Bewildered by false ego, ahankaram, balam, strength, darpam, pride, kamam, lust, krodh, anger, chasankshirtaha, become envious of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. They become envious of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Mam Atma, Supreme Person, Paramatma, Paradeheshu, in somebody's body. They become envious of that. And the bodies of the others. And blasphemes against the real religion. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demonic species of life. 16, 18 and 19. These persons are condemned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as indicated by the word Tava Kopaha. Tava Kopaha is in the world. Tava means Supreme Lord, Kopa means anger. They arouse your anger. Why did God become angry? Is there any... Can God be angry? Narasingha Dev is the angry form of the God. He appear really ferocious. Yeah. Varaha Dev is the angry form. These are Varaha Dev and Narasingha Dev are called the Krodh. God manifests their Krodh like that. His Kopa like that. Yes. If there is no anger in God, from where the anger come in this world? If it is not in the source, how can it be in the byproduct? Yes. God become angry when? When some people do like that. What is in this verse? Then he becomes angry. What, when God become angry, what did he do? Rab ruse mat khase. When God become angry, then he take away your intelligence. And then you, whoever, because he has no more intelligence, he just destroy himself. So it's only the when God is angry because of certain somebody's actions, then his intelligence will be bewildered. Then he will completely lose everything. He will not kill by some weapon, no. You'll just take away the intelligence, that's all. Those persons are condemned by the Supreme Personality of God, as indicated by the word Swakopa. A person who commits murder is envious of himself and also the person he has killed. For the result of committing murder is that he will be arrested and hanged. So this Prabhupada is giving what is the meaning of envious. He said, if he is killing somebody, he is knowing that he will be put in jail and somebody will peg him also. So he is not benefiting himself, and he is also killing somebody else. Doing suicide. Prabhupada, somebody asked this question from Prabhupada. Prabhupada, doing suicide. He said, it's like running away from the prison house. If you have a sentence of 10 years and you run away after 3 years from the prison, there is a suicide. It means you have a double punishment. 7 years of the previous sentence and more because of breaking the jail and going out. So you have to suffer more. So they are envious. They don't know what they are doing for themselves. So this is the killer of any, and similarly, huh? So this is the, if one transgress the law of a man-made government, he may escape being killed by the state, but one cannot escape the law of God. A killer of any animal must be killed in his next life by the same animal. There is the law of nature. This is in a fourth canto, Prachin Barahita. He was performing Vedic sacrifice and offering animals. And he was so karam kandi that one day Narad Sahi is the descendant of Dhruva Maharaj. And he said, how can I really help him? So he came and to Prachin Barahita, he said, see, in the sky all the animals which you have sacrificed, they are waiting to take revenge from you. He said, why? All these my priests are suggesting me to perform this sacrifice. He said, I am telling you, this is karma kand which will implicate you in more cycle of birth and death. You may go to the heaven, again you have to come back. Stop this. So this example is Prachin Barahita immediately. I'm saying there's a difference between the religion and spirituality. Religiosity and spirituality. So Prabhupada is speaking of spirituality, not religiosity in one sense. Religiosity is at the material platform. and his spirituality is at the platform of the soul. From this temple, I think, some 8 to 9 years back, 2 times we, on Janmashtami, we took some Mahaprasad and we given to the Prime Minister and the President of India. So President of India at that time was now late Mr. Abdul Kalam. When we entered in office, he says, "So you are from where?" Somehow at that time Krishna manifested, said, "We are from some spiritual organization." He said, "Welcome. I welcome spiritual people, but not religious people because they fight." These are the words of the President of India at that time. He said, "Because you are from a spiritual movement, please come. But the religious people are fighting. Please go and make them understand spirituality." So spirituality is at the platform of soul. Religiosity is at the platform of body. So then this is my religion, you're born in this religion. This is bodily conception still. So this is the difference between this. Prabhupada is speaking of the religion of soul, not religion of body. He's speaking of spirituality, not religiosity. Srila Prabhupada once said, "If I would have told people that my religion is better than your religion, they would have kicked me out." I never said that. I said, "I am teaching you the science of love of God. If any students he want to learn the physics or chemistry, which is science, then he may be from Christian background, he may be from Muslim background, he may be from Hindu background, he will go to that college to learn the science. So anybody who want to learn the science of soul, then I am teaching that science of soul. It is not religion. It's not religion. Religion is at a bodily platform. I am speaking of science of soul, which is how this soul eternally loves and serves the God and be happy. That's what I am teaching." So we have to finish a few more lines of the purport. "This is the law of nature. Any you kill animal, animal will take revenge when its time comes. One must follow the instruction of Supreme Lord, Sarvadharman Pajamame Kamsharanavajo. If one follows any other system of religion, he is subject to punishment by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in many different ways. Therefore, if one follows a concocted system of religion, he is envious not only of others but also of himself. Consequently, his system of religion is useless." Srimad Bhagavatam says, "Dharmaha sangsthitaha punsham Vishwakeshana kathasa kathasuya naupadyeta yadi ratim sharam evahi kevalam." Duties, dharma, executed by men regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of Supreme Lord. Following a system of religion that does not awaken one's Krishna consciousness or God consciousness is merely a waste of time and labor. Here ends Srila Prabhupada's purport. So this verse, Chitraketu is praying to the Lord that why these people are practicing the superficial religiosity and not getting benefit by themselves and not also benefiting others. So the opposite side is one should practice the system of religiosity which benefit oneself and one which benefit others. So this is the ultimate meaning of this verse. Everybody has to practice some religiosity, some dharma. So there are two, for example. One is demonic type of dharma, which is injurious to oneself and which is damaging the other people also. And one is, the other type is in which we benefit ourselves and we help others. So there are two types of people in this world. Which side we want to join? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simple instruction is Janam sarthak kari par upkar. you take to the process of religion which is beneficial for you, and then perfect and help others to perfect their life. So we have to take this system of religion which is beneficial for us and which can help other people. And we should avoid the religion which is injurious for our progress of the soul and which is damaging the other people's progress on their own path. So this is the meaning of this verse. Any question or comment? I think time is over. Anybody has one question? Yes, Prabhuji.
Prabhupada is strong,
just on the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there are two groups. So which group you are, this is your choice. But this group is a bona fide group and this group is a condemned group. Now which group you want to be in? No religion of the world actually teaches brutality or something to damage oneself or to give pain to the others. But the people, because of selfish motives, they manipulate the religious principle for in their own interest. That is a problem. That is a problem. This was a problem even for Vyasadeva. After compiling all the Vedic literature, Mahabharata and Vedan Sutra, he was not satisfied. So Narad Muni has to appear and tell him that your religious system which you are given in a Vedas is so complicated, people will never give up animal killing. People will be always interested to go to the heaven because this is their mentality. So please you help them by giving the alternative. And you just sit in a meditation and compile this Satvat Santa Srimad Bhagavatam. So even Vyasadeva, after giving the whole Vedic system, he was not satisfied. It means in Vedic system there is a truth, but it is so hidden that ordinary people are not able to find it out. So even in Vedic system, there are many sub-branches. There are up-sampradayas. Even after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, within Gaudiya Sampradaya, there are up-sampradayas. There are many up-sampradayas. Even in Radha Kund, some devotees said, oh, Radha and Krishna has entered in us, so we are having Rasa dance, and they are enjoying foolishly, and they are thinking they are doing religious thing. So this type of religion is condemned here by Chitraketu. Within the religion, whatever is deviation, that is bad. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Granthraj Śrīmad Bhāgavata Mahāpurāṇa ki jai.